Try your luck in RSI's competition.
Welcome to the first round of our new competition series called My Slovakia. In this series, we're focusing on everything representing Slovakia. There are interesting Slovak prizes to be won, so get ready to listen. This month's episode focuses on salt. Listen to the competition to find out, then if you correctly answer the competition question, you'll have the chance to win cool Slovak prizes. Salt mining is an inseparable part of Prešov's history. It began in 1572 and it still exists today. The history of salt mining in this region is kept in a complex of 12 technological objects located in the village of Solivar, which is part of Prešov. Today's visitors can see the place where the salt was pumped and boiled. The complex is on National Cultural Heritage List. We'll take a tour of the museum with Marek Duhoň, a local guide.
Na začiatok je treba povedať, že to múzeum sa skladá z viacerých budov, je to skanzem, čiže to nie je také.
The village of Solivar got its name by the salt sources situated under the foot of the Slanské hills. Here, the utilization of brine, a water solution saturated with salt, is dated from the 13th century. The amount of salt produced from brine exceeded consumption of inhabitants in this region, and thus it became the subject of beneficial trading. In the first centuries, brine was drawn from salt source wells by a winch. Crystallic salt was gained by the evaporation of brine on open pans. The simple process of manufacture was used also in the latter centuries in so-called boiling rooms, which we have here.
Takže tu sa nachádzame priamo pri vanných panviciach, kde sa solanka varila. Dole pod nimi sú veľké pece, do ktorých sa.
One of the oldest shafts that was preserved till now is the shaft Leopold. This building here is from 1571. Out of originally built up and reconstructed objects, above all, the Leopold shaft included horse gable, brine reservoirs, the boiling room Franciszek and Bita are worth seeing. Horse gable, the hauling mechanism of the shaft, was built in 1844. The object is an eight-sided pyramid shape with a diameter of 14.6 meters. The hauling mechanism consists of a 9-meter vertical shaft standing on the stone support. The whole equipment was turned by four pairs of horses harnessed to four arms. At each arm there was one driver. A team of horses was changed after 4 hours.
The technological objects are located in three buildings spread among houses in the village.
Toho sú už iba torzoveže a múry. Čaká na opravu, bola to najvýznamnejšia budova celého sveta, pretože.
Wooden storage reservoirs, tanks located in Hirtna, brine reservoirs, served for brine storage. The equipment built in 1815 has been preserved until now. Tanks of wood are made without using metal nails. Brine was originally processed in two boiling rooms, Franciszek and Ferdinand. One burnt in 1819. The other one was demolished in 1931. The reservoir was one of the most interesting buildings from the architectural point of view, but it burned down in 1986.
But one of the buildings that has survived the test of time is Klopačka, a wooden tower topped with a graceful onion-shaped roof, which is a symbol of miners. As its Slovak name suggests, the tower used to announce working hours and other important events to the salt miners by striking a plank. And while men were in mines, women made typical Solnia Banja bobbin lace at home. Today there are only few women who can still create this unique colored bobbin lace, but you can see an exhibition of the 400 years of bobbin lacing in Solivar in the salt mining museum. A newer modern salt factory has been operating in Prešov since 1925. The antiquated factory produced salt right alongside the newer one until 1970. Then it was turned into a museum. And now have your pen and paper ready for the question.
When did salt begin gaining importance in the Prešov region?
Once again.
When did salt begin gaining importance in the Prešov region?
Please send us your answers until January the 31st by email at englishsection@slovakradioinoneword.sk or by regular post to Radio Slovakia International, English Section, Mytna 1, that's MYTNA 1, PO Box 55-81755, Bratislava, Slovakia. Good luck!
Try your luck in RSI's competition.